This is Scott Becker with the Becker Cannabis Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Alex Gastevich. Alex is a principal, a vice president at VGI, the V. Gastevich Investment Group. They've had tremendous success, particularly in real estate and in the cannabis area. We're going to talk today about how they look at investing in the cannabis space. They're one of the early and most successful investors in the area. Alex, before I go any further, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Thanks for having me back on. My name is Alex Gastevich. I'm vice president of V. Gastevich Investments, which is a Chicago-based family office. We've historically been heavily involved in the real estate and private equity space. Since 2014, we did a pretty sharp turn looking at the cannabis space, and since then have made about 16 investments into about a dozen companies on the private side and continue to look at the space really closely. Feel like this is really an important industry that's got a lot going for it and are always looking for opportunities to talk with people and educate people about the industry.
Well, fantastic. And talk a little bit about how you got started in the cannabis industry. What drove you to look at it to begin with?
Sure. My dad, unfortunately, was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2009. And while undergoing treatment for that, we were sort of trying to look at ways to alleviate some of the symptoms of the treatment and found that it was rather difficult getting access to cannabis, knowing that it actually had some medicinal benefits to it. It unfortunately did not go as planned just because of the lack of access and sort of understanding. And we felt that there was a lot we could sort of teach other people going through the same thing. And so this is truly a family office. My mother was very on board with sort of looking into the space, trying to find opportunity, trying to build this. And so was my brother and sister who were also involved. We were fortunate enough to be introduced to Ben Culver and Pete Cadens, the co-founders of Green Thumb Industries, through Dina Rollman, who's the senior vice president of government affairs there. She had been our attorney in another lifetime and sort of got us on track with what ended up being one of the largest and most successful cannabis companies in the space that's currently public. And that introduction really got us understanding and following what the industry had to offer, both on the medicinal side and the adult use side. And we've been following the space closely and investing ever since.
And as you look at investing today, is it directly in people that have dispensaries, that cultivate, or that are in the business services side, or all of the above? How do you look at where to invest today?
I think right now, we like to think that it's all of the above. What has happened, though, the most recent general election, a lot of people talked about whether it was a red wave or a blue wave. It really was a green wave. When you see the number of traditionally conservative states voting in favor of both medical and adult use cannabis, that really changed things. And we've noticed this big shift. Prior to the election, it was much easier to sort of find, I would almost say, easy opportunities in the space. Because there's no institutional capital or very little institutional capital looking at the space, this whole industry since 2014 or so, and even prior to that, has been built by individual investors, angel investors, small venture capital funds, and family offices willing to sort of take a risk on a nascent industry like cannabis. And we feel that the momentum has sort of gotten so strong that a lot of the opportunities to invest in what had been traditionally the routes that usually resulted in something like a go public opportunity, which is traditionally the multi-state operators. They are plant-touching companies that operate in multiple states that do cultivation, processing, and dispensary retail of branded products. Those opportunities have just become more difficult. There's almost become a professionalization of the investor space in cannabis. And so we have recently started shifting our focus to the tech and the ancillary side, which tend to either focus on brands themselves or supporting the plant-touching companies. We're finding that that is increasingly where our focus is going because it's still sort of young and we understand the space well, and it's going to take some time before the institutional capital starting to flow into the space feels comfortable looking at that part of the industry.
And Alex, are you looking at minority investments, majority investments, a board seat as well. How do you sort of approach these things?
Yeah, sure. So we like to say that we sit somewhere between a silent angel investor and a true VC firm or fund that's looking for a board seat. A board seat is really not something we're looking to do, and we're not necessarily looking to lead around, but we are willing and able to make substantial investments. And we feel that if we have the confidence of the founders and the company themselves, we tend to invest in follow-up rounds. You know, with GTI, Green Thumb Industries, we invested in 6 private rounds, including the go public. In addition to that, we try to provide as much support as we can to our portfolio companies. For larger MSOs, for example, it's a little more difficult just because they have all the resources they need. But if you're a fledgling tech startup in the cannabis space and you need capital or you need connections or you need a fundamental understanding of the various states that you may be operating in, that is the type of service, type of support that we like to offer as a family office. And we think that's sort of a nice accretive play for these companies where they are not losing a board seat. They're getting capital and they're getting connections. And we are doing everything we can to sort of support them and get them to the right place so they can either do follow-up raises or end up in a public transaction or perhaps some type of M&A activity.
Fantastic. Alex, just fascinating what you're doing and the success you've had in this area. How do people learn more about VGI and the ability to work with you as an angel investor, a VC investor, or to get to know you folks better?
Yeah, sure. So we have a website we recently launched. It's vginvest.com. That's V as in Vladimir, which is my father's name, G as in Gastevich, invest.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Alexander Gastevich is my name.
Thank you very much for joining us today on the Becker Cannabis Podcast. We'll also release this on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thank you very much.